This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So what's the follow-up to Get Shorty? That movie where Travolta gets into the music business. This reminds me of the end of it. Cool, yeah. This reminds me of the end of Be Cool or any early video, a rerun, Pop Locking, Hollywood Swinging. It's Cool in the Gang, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Sunday morning. It's the 27th day of October. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to everyone in Union City.
Out in Union City.
In Union City.
Down on the south side. Hope you're good.
Yeah, and would have been a happy birthday to the 26th President of the United States today. Would have been. Okay. He long gone. Of course, he was the 26th.
Yeah.
And since you don't know who it is, and I didn't know, I wrote it down. Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. Oh, man.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Walked softly, carried a big stick.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, yeah, now.
So there you go. And if you ever get a chance to walk through the White House, there is the Roosevelt Room. Okay. Not for FDR, it's for Teddy.
For Teddy.
We should bring our guest on here right now.
Should we?
And we should talk a little basketball. And I have the perfect question for him before we get a deep dive about who we lost this past week. Because we talk college basketball, the thing that's going to make you turn your head and make a Scooby-Doo noise is John Calipari with Arkansas.
Yeah,
this
man.
Year.
Yeah.
As we welcome Tim Scarborough on, what is that going to look like?
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I could say that John Calipari at Arkansas is going to remind you of Nolan Richardson at Arkansas. They're going to be playing on a national scale from this point on.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. That's a statement.
Like all right.
He's still got that recruiting magic wand?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I had the privilege of spending some time with Cal this summer. We just kind of bumped into each other at TBT, the basketball tournament, up in Philadelphia, where you guys know I'm from. So I was up there watching. I wasn't covering the games. I covered the West Virginia, Pittsburgh region earlier in that week. So I just went over to Philadelphia, and Cal came because the Kentucky team was in the building. They were in the Final Four in that tournament. And so there was a lot of Kentucky former players. Of course, Tyrese Maxey, who was a Sixer, was there. And Cal was there. He had his police escort and, his assistant coach.
Wow.
His assistant coach is a Bruiser Flint, who I grew up with. Didn't really know him that well, but we did grow up in the same area in Philadelphia. And Bruiser, of course, was a coach at Drexel, and that's where the games were. So it was all, kind of everything, my basketball world coming together. So I got to spend some time with Cal, rode the elevator with him to my car, and that was kind of accidental too. But serendipitous, we got to talk a little bit. And, I feel like the recruiting is going to be there, the energy, the enthusiasm, but most importantly, the finances are there.
Okay.
Their NIL is going to be off the charts, and they're going to be able to attract pretty much anybody that they want to get to come to Arkansas and play for them.
Wow. That's something. You know what? Hey, that tees us up something to watch for going into the basketball season.
But, it's funny. When you say things like that in basketball, we'll just go to the SEC. Doesn't come as cavalier and casually when you talk about football in the SEC. Because I don't know I'm sorry?
Those are two different things.
That's what I'm saying. But I was just listening to how you described it and this and that, and everything's going to go so easily for them. And I'm thinking to myself, we ain't talking SEC football.
Yeah.
I mean?
I get it, Greg. I get it. But we are talking, and you think about coaches now. Legendary coaches. They're all gone except for Coach Bill Self, Coach Calipari, and Michigan State's coach.
Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo. The rest of the guys are gone. Boeheim's gone. Williams, Roy Williams, gone. Coach K, gone. Patino's back, I guess, but he's not at a premier program right now. So St. John's was once a premier program in the 80s, but, he hasn't gotten it back there yet.
And we just had
There's only a few guys like that, and Cal's record for putting people in the pros is off the charts. So, I still think he'll be able to thrive in this new NIL world. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Tim Scarborough. He is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20. Tim, we invite you to be on today. We always hear our go-to voice for college basketball. Of course, you live here in the Atlanta area. And this week, college basketball suffered a loss in someone who had made a major impact here in the area, Kennesaw State University, Coach Amir Abdul-Rahim. They're going to remember him today. There's a memorial at the Convocation Center at 4 o'clock. The doors are open, and it starts at 5 today at Kennesaw State University for people who wanted to go out and reflect on him. When you heard the news about him, about his passing, and you had just been at Kennesaw State this week, right?
I was at Kennesaw on Wednesday, of course, my alma mater, Liberty, was playing at Kennesaw, and so in football. So, and Liberty was 6-0, Kennesaw 0-6. But of course, the way things go, Kennesaw actually won the football game and stormed the field, and you know, it was a really fun experience. If you're not a Liberty fan,
But
so you know, it's interesting. I was of course talking about Amir with people when I was there because you know his name is still on people's minds. No one was talking about him in a way that he wouldn't be here the next day. It was more about what he accomplished in such a short period of time, putting that program on the map in terms of basketball. How sad they were that he was gone. And, you know, I know a board member of Kennesaw, and he introduced me to a couple of other board members, and they were saying, yeah, we tried desperately to keep him here because we knew what he was, and we were very pleased with what we had in him. And then that last year, of course, when he took him to the NCAA tournament, you know, I was there for that championship game. I actually called that championship game versus, once again, my Liberty Flames.
Yeah, we were both there that day.
Yeah, I did. I saw you there for sure. And remember, Sam, 2 weeks before that, Liberty and Kennesaw played a very big one-time-only regular season game, which determined who got home court in that game. Kennesaw came back from a 15-point deficit, I believe, and overcame that and you know, won that game and won the right to play the championship in Atlanta, in Kennesaw. Had they not won that game, that game played at Lynchburg might be a different story. You know, it's harder to win on the road. But, you know, he accomplished so much in such a short period of time. And you think about the 1-28 season. Oh, that just had to be, I mean, any coach, I mean, every time you lose, it's crushing. But to just go out every night knowing that. But he knew he was building. You know, he's 5-19 the next year, 13-18 next year. And then 26-9 in the NCAA tournament first round. Game, which they probably should have won had they gotten the benefit of the of a whistle at the end of the game from the officials. So, wow. I mean, what a major accomplishment. And Kennesaw had zero history in college basketball at the Division I level. Division of course, they won Division II championships. But at Division I, you know, in the 2000s, when they went Division I, you know, Al Skinner was a big-name national coach, couldn't get it done there. And he preceded Amir. And it's just amazing that Amir was able to do what he did. I mean, I cannot express how hard it is to do what he did in that period of time. Just extraordinary, which is why Kennesaw couldn't hold on to him. Because, of course, the big boys came calling. South Florida, the job opened up. And man, and even in that short period of time, he won Coach of the Year last year. I mean, the guy is just a dynamic individual. And if you knew him, like Sam, you know him, I knew him. I mean, you're really not even surprised because just talking to the guy, man, he's just one of the brightest coaches in America, in my opinion. I said that when he took the job. We had an hour conversation. He was at Texas A&M, and he got to know a couple of guys I know in Texas that I played with in college that helped him get players there. And he wanted to reconnect with those guys, so I got them all. You know, reconnected for players and things like that, and just offered support to him in any way possible because I wanted him to do well at Kennesaw. And I'm not taking any credit for what he did, believe me. I mean, it was him, his hustle, his staff, and his ability to relate to players and motivate them. There were so many times in that last season at Kennesaw that they did overcome double-digit deficit multiple times.
Right.
But it's because of the character of his players. But more importantly, it was the character of Amir. Yeah. What a great guy. We're going to miss him.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're up against it, but I want to get you, if you could just take a second and tell us about the man, what you knew about him beside the coach and what he did for Kennesaw State. You guys knew him. What was his other interests? What was he like? Like I said, tell us about the man.
You know, I can tell you my experience with him. And I'll give you one quick story. During that period of time, you know, it becomes harder to get access to guys from a media standpoint as they get bigger, they get more people pulling at them, tugging at them, and then also trying to get the job done. But throughout the 4 years he was here, we maintained contact. I knew I could pick up the phone and talk to him at any time. I could pop into practice. But the thing that stands out to me the most is in the middle of what is arguably his greatest achievement in basketball, when he won that that Atlantic Sun Championship and got Kennesaw State to the NCAA tournament. I mean, just think about those words hitting. And Kennesaw State was in the NCAA tournament. Amir Abdur-Rahim is the very reason. And that day, he was getting all his kudos, and people were all over him, and his family, his friends, you know, coworkers, everybody. And he saw me out the corner of his eye, and he came over, and he got in my face and said, thank you. Thank you for your support. You know, and then he kind of looked at me like, I hate to do it to your boys. And we both laughed, you know, but I said, hey, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. And that was really the last time we spoke. And that will be an indelible impression in my memory because he took the time to recognize and acknowledge my small contribution to his success. Well, he was, and that's the kind of guy he was.
That's the same thing. And I remember that day that he came over and said the same thing to me and other medias, thanked us for being there. My memory of that day obviously was them, you know, stamping that ticket and cutting down the nets and there with his family, with his wife and his young children who we think about and reflect on now, just how dedicated he was. And he was able to do this in the area where he grew up. He's a product of Wheeler High School. And the fact that he was able to do this here in Cobb County is the other reason, you know, that people will long remember his accomplishments. But, Tim, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. The basketball season is about to get started, and we got this coach just checked out at Virginia. We don't have time to talk
about
it. We
got to bring him back.
Now,
you're coming back,
but you got to come back, man.
Yeah, we got to talk about my guy, Tony Bennett. He did it this way, right?
Yeah, he did. but thanks so much, man, for joining us this morning and reflecting on
Coach
Amir. Thank
you, Tim.
No question. Thanks, Greg. Thanks, Sam.
Appreciate it. Have a good rest of your Sunday. We got to get him back here soon. In the meantime, Terrell Thomas will be joining us next. Let's switch gears and talk about these Hawks who go at it. My mic went off there. Well, you have to find out later on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.